AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. At a rally in North Carolina, Donald Trump rolling out details of his economic plan, including a proposal to do away with the tax on tips. And he criticized rival Kamala Harris and President Biden's economic policies.
We're going to defeat Kamala Harris. We're going to win back the White House in a historic landslide. And we're going to take back our country. We're going to take it back.
Harris will campaign in the battleground state Friday to lay out her economic plan. The campaign also says they've accepted the October 1st date for the CBS-hosted VP debate between Governor Tim Walz and Senator J.D. Vance. The Trump campaign has not yet responded to the invite. On the eve of another round of Gaza ceasefire talks, Hamas now signaling it will not participate, saying it's already agreed to a previous deal. The U.S. says it will still work to try to finalize a deal. Cisco Systems announcing another round of layoffs as the company moves more to artificial intelligence and cybersecurity. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Voter turnout Tuesday in Wisconsin's fastest-growing county was 45%. That's the highest for a fall primary in 40 years. Turnout in Wisconsin's other big blue county, Milwaukee County, was 33%. Democrat Kelda Royce represents Madison in the state Senate. She says Tuesday's results suggest more blue gains in November. Wisconsin voters say no on two questions to amend the state constitution. Here's Melissa Kay.
The executive branch will retain the sole power to execute all federal funds, as it has since 1930. This means when federal funds are directed to the state, the governor has the power to accept them and get those funds quickly to where they are most needed. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. One of the craziest races to watch last night was in the 47th Assembly District. That includes Fitchburg, Stoughton, and the southern part of McFarland. The candidates were Randy Udell, a Dane County board member, and Joe Maldonado, an alder for the city of Fitchburg. For hours, the two were within 1% of each other. For a while, it was totally 50-50. We don't see something like that too often. But Udell ended up with the win. He had just 260 more votes than Maldonado. And it's time for Hippie Christmas in downtown Madison. Many student leases end today and new ones begin tomorrow. All over, you'll find furniture and decor at the curb as students leave behind what they won't bring to their new place. The tradition is now decades old and people shop the curb for treasures. Nonprofits like St. Vinny's and Goodwill are involved now too, so they can pick up the things that don't get taken. Meanwhile, the Streets Division adds extra crews to clean up the curbs. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, and this is WMDX News.
The Brewers reboot for L.A.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers lost again last night at home to the Dodgers. Final score 7-2 in favor of Los Angeles. William Contreras with his 15th home run of the year, about the only highlight for Milwaukee. Tonight, it's Frankie Montas on the mound for the Brewers against the Dodgers' Walker Buehler. NFL. Matt LaFleur asked if he's concerned about running back A.J. Dillon's performance against the Browns.
Yeah, it wasn't good enough. I mean, there wasn't a whole lot of daylight to run the ball, and certainly when you have three cracks at it to get a yard, and you don't get it done, I mean, that's a problem.
Dillon only gained 2 yards on four carries and had this to say.
I graded a 98%. If you know football, you watch the tape and you don't look at the stats and you are actually putting yourself in the game, somebody else go out there and do more than what I did. If you don't live inside my house, your opinion to me is so secondary that I couldn't be bothered with it. And I promise you, everybody in this building is working their ass off to do the best they can.
That's Packers running back A.J. Dillon. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Showers and thunderstorms tonight and tomorrow. Low tonight in the mid-60s. High tomorrow, upper 70s. A stray storm and partly sunny Friday, high mid-70s. The weekend looks nice with sunshine, high low 80s Saturday, mid-80s Sunday. Currently 81 degrees.
This is Chad Spate for Chad's Design Build. We're proud to employ some of the best carpenters and remodeling professionals in our industry. Are you honest and hardworking? Do you love to improve people's lives by improving their homes? Chad's Design Build offers excellent compensation and benefits focused on outstanding customer service, professional design, construction management, and craftsmanship, all in a nurturing, positive workplace. Whether you're thinking about remodeling your home or considering joining our team, go to chadsdesignbuild.com to learn more.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I'll be joined by one of the most reasonable men in Wisconsin politics, Tom Paulsiewicz. We'll talk about Tim Walz, inflation. We'll talk about it all. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons at 2. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning, you're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Hump Day Edition. A partisan primary hangover edition right here in the great state of Wisconsin. And Dom, we got a fine guest. He joins us live via stream. He's a podcaster. He's a pundit. He's our pal, Bill Press. Bill, welcome back.
Hey, Bill. Hey guys. Good to see you. Good to see you. How about it? It's pretty exciting. Heading for Chicago this weekend.
Yeah, baby.
We are heading down the DNC just around the corner. Bill, Kamala Harris is breaking my brain, though, in this regard. Kamala Harris is going to do a rally at the Pfizer Forum, the site of the RNC convention in Milwaukee, Tuesday, right, in the middle of DNC week. And while I think this is political brilliance, sort of involving Milwaukee in this greater event.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Little outfits like Civic Media, you know, trying our best to cover it all. Bill, I don't know how I'm going to pull this doubleheader off on Tuesday, but I'm going to try to do it, man. Welcome back, Bill. What do you think of this bright idea? I think it's smart, but it's going to.
No, I think it's a great idea. And you know what? She'll have a bigger crowd in Milwaukee than Donald Trump did, probably.
Well, isn't that the optic she's seeking? I mean, Trump's whole reason to come to Milwaukee was to troll the fact that DNC never materialized during the pandemic. And, you know, what a flipping of the script that would be, Bill.
Oh, yeah, no, I love it. I love it. But so how far is it from Chicago to Milwaukee?
90 minutes from the Fiserv to the United Center door-to-door. 90 minutes.
Then you just take a quick trip to Milwaukee, do your thing, and then come back to Chicago.
If she times it
out. Problem solved.
If she times it out properly, I'm all down, Bill. I love your plan. Yeah. I was just telling Rich, I love when a plan comes together. Here's Bill Press on a Wednesday afternoon. So, Bill, I think there is lots of excitement for this candidacy. This entire campaign's been turned on its head, and we see polling now suggesting Harris is winning the swing states, including ours here in Wisconsin. And when they go to the polls, it matters. Bill, we had a partisan primary last night. Republicans supported constitutional referendums to hamstring the Democratic governor were defeated 58-42.
Wow.
Baldwin got 600,000 votes. Her Republican opponent, who actually had primary opponents, got 475. You add them all together, they still lost to Tammy by 50,000 votes, and they had a contested primary. Bill, I see these all as very good blue tea leaves here in Wisconsin.
Very good signs. And look, in Arizona, a pro reproductive choice, right, measure is going to be on the ballot in mm-hmm. November. There are seven states so far since the Dobbs decision where pro-choice people have put measures on the ballot. Every single one of them has won, right? It's the best thing for turnout. It's an issue that women, Republican and Democrat care, and men care about, and they've all proven successful. And so that's going to really, that's great news for Democrats in Arizona. I believe there's already a measure in Missouri that's qualified, the same thing. So far, it's 7-0, right? And the Republican side, the Trumpian side, have lost every single one of them. So look, things are looking good. I mean, I know you can't take it for granted, but I don't know anybody who is. Nobody's taking this thing for granted. It's 100 days. It's going to be hell bent to the leather every one of those 100 days. And I'm feeling that we could take the table, hold on to the Senate, pick up a seat or two, win back the House, and Kamala Harris and Tim Walz in the White House. Absolutely. And the Republicans that I've talked to, I just had lunch with a senior reporter today, I'm not going to give his name, who covers Trump a lot. And he said, they are really having second thoughts about this whole campaign. And they realize they got one big problem in 2024, right? It's the candidate. And they're stuck with him. And they nominated this nutball for the third time. Imagine that, the third time. They can't come up with anybody else in the whole freaking country to represent the Republican Party than this phony, lion, racist, whatever you want to call him, Donald Trump. It's unbelievable.
Maybe there's a reason for that. You know what? Maybe he's very representative of what the Republican Party has morphed into, this mega party, man.
Right.
I mean, any traditional conservative Republicans have either been, you know, brought over and changed and body snatched, or they've been ostracized and basically kicked out of MAGA.
Yeah. No, that's right. No, he does absolutely represent the MAGA movement, right? 100%. And anybody who supports him, I think, is as guilty as he is of all the above sins, right? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But the idea that that's what the Republican Party has become is really tragic. And I think they deserve to get their asses wiped out. Total. That's the only way to beat them. Just wipe their asses out. Knock them off the map, political map. And then, you know, if there are any responsible Republicans come back. I thought Chris Sununu was one, but he's just as bad as Lindsey Graham and Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio and all the rest of them now. But if there are any responsible Republicans come back, then they can come back after 8 years of Kamala Harris.
Folks are listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. That's Bill Press. He's our friend. You can find him on Twitter at Bill Press Pod. Bill, the rambling interviews of Donald Trump, the Elon Musk thing, the Mar-a-Lago thing, the things that, you know, Donald Trump continues to say, and I saw your piece at the Hill, the fake helicopter crash, right? I mean, these lies and false statements he continues to make. Oh, Kamala Harris is AIing her crowds, right? I won the election in 2020. He goes on and on and on. Is this a mental lapse in your mind, Bill, or is this a strategy, or both?
Well, first of all, I got to tell you, so I was in the San Francisco Bay Area last weekend when the Willie Brown story hit.
Oh, good timing.
Good timing. You know, nobody messes with Willie, man. I got to tell you. And I was with a reporter on my podcast. So I was interviewing Joe Garofoli from the San Francisco Chronicle. He's the guy, he's watching the news conference. For whatever reason, he just thought Trump might say something about Kamala. This is San Francisco's district attorney, right? California's attorney general, California's U.S. senator. And he hears this story about Willie, and he knows Willie really well. And he knows where's Willie, what time it is and where Willie is. He's having lunch at Sam's Grill. So he calls him on his cell phone, and Willie says, "Hey, dude, I'm having lunch, right? I'm not going to call me back later, right?" So he calls him after lunch, and Willie just laughed, and he refuted the whole story. As we know now, Donald Trump, he confused Willie Brown with Jerry Brown. So he confused the black Brown with the white Brown. He accused the helicopter ride that it turned out did have some trouble was going from New York to Atlantic City with a different black politician by the name of Nate Holden, who's from Los Angeles. By the way, nobody confuses Nate Holden with Willie Brown because Nate Holden is like 6'2", and Willie Brown's about 5 feet. It was, he got everything wrong. And then the idea that he said Willie or Nate Holden was trashing Kamala Harris. First of all, when Nate Holden took that helicopter ride, Kamala wasn't even elected to anything, right? So they didn't talk about Kamala. And Willie Brown never been in a helicopter with Donald Trump. So he wasn't trashing Kamala. I don't know whether you saw John Stewart. I'll get back to the rest of your question first. But John Stewart, who said, now, we're supposed to believe the helicopter's gone down. They're facing imminent death. They're going to see their maker. And Willie Brown says, wait a minute. Before we die, I just want you to know that girl I used to date, she's no good. I need to tell you that before I meet my maker, right? It is so crazy. I love it. But is it a lapse, a momentary memory lapse? Absolutely not. I think this guy is totally bonkers. Seriously, I think he's lost it. I did a podcast, I think 6 segments, 3 years ago with a group of psychiatrists, leading psychiatrists. They published a book called The Dangerous Case of Donald Trump. And this was right after they tried to get a mental capacity test of his before the 2020 election. They failed. So they wrote this book. And they all said, this guy is unfit to be president of the United States, right? It's just gotten worse since then. As you point out, look at the statements, right, that he's made since. He says Joe Biden's going to show up in Chicago and steal the nomination back from Kamala. He also says it's unconstitutional for Kamala Harris to be the Democratic nominee, right? I mean, so suddenly he cares about the Constitution, right? 15,000 people show up with their cell phones or taking pictures at the Detroit airport, and Donald Trump says none of them were there. There was nobody there. It's all AI generated. I mean, you go on and on. So he's having a news conference tomorrow. Yeah, because the last one went so well, right? The Willie Brown story, the last one. It's insane.
He's going to the golf course for this news conference because apparently the Four Seasons landscaping was already booked, Bill.
But you go on. Did you say? He said Venezuela has released 70% of its prisoners and sent them to the United States to vote in this election. I mean, seriously, we have an insane man, I think. Totally.
Well, criminally insane, Bill, because he said he's going to, if he doesn't win the election, he'll go to Venezuela and do another interview with Elon Musk there with no extradition laws.
Come back with us and our fine guest. He is Bill Press. He's a friend of ours. He's a podcaster. He's a pundit. And he writes frequently at thehill.com. I find his opinion pieces there. You can find him on the other side of this short break right here on the greatest radio show ever. We like to call it, Bill. When you're on it, it might be
true. I agree.
Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
Wisconsin summers are too short, so this year we decided to make the most of it. Crudy called Go Landscaping, and Cody and his team will take it from here. Go Landscaping can bring your jungle under control or create the lasting outdoor living space you've always dreamed about. Specializing in stone and paver construction, Go Landscaping are the landscaping pros you need. Do what Crudy did. Call Cody at Go Landscaping today to get started. 608-807-9245.
DevilRadioSwag.com.
You've asked for it for over a decade. We finally gotten off our dead and responded. DevilRadioSwag.com. T-shirt and Dom's favorite slimming black, white, or gray. DevilRadioSwag.com. Crew necks, hoodies, coffee mugs, exclusive merchandise of the greatest radio show ever. Only at the DevilRadioSwag.com. Because we got bills too. Partner now with the greatest radio show ever and start getting return on your investment immediately. The Devil's Advocates are a small business just like you, and like you, we can't afford advertising that offers no return. The Devil's Advocates listeners support our sponsors and the mission, tell you when your messages are working, and put cash in your register. So invest your ad dollars to reach our raving Madison and Dane County fans, or affordably reach the whole state, Chicago, Minneapolis, and our nationwide stream audience today. The Devil's Advocates can be the voice of your business, hold special events at your location, interview your staff or satisfied customers to lift your business. Contact us today, Kroot at DARNWY.com. That's Kroot at DARNWY.com.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WMDX website at mad.radio. Your news just for the Madison area. I'm Terry Bell with WMDX News.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matinair on Air.
The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
And welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Callers, be patient. We will get to you. 844-967-2789.
Dom, we got a fine guest. He is Bill Press. He's sticking around. We appreciate you doing so, Bill. I don't know if you know, but I feel like Trump's in Fat Elvis version of Trump. You know, he's sort of out of new ideas. But he did roll one out in Asheville today. Apparently, somebody gave him a miniature box of Tic Tacs. So he held up a normal size box of Tic Tacs and a little one and said, "This is inflation." And I'm thinking, for a guy who's got a reputation of Tic Tacking up before he sexually abuses women, I don't know if I'd use that as a prop at the campaign rallies. What do you think, Bill?
Listen, the more he makes a total fool of himself, the better, as far as I'm concerned. I'm not surprised. He doesn't get it, right? He's just, I don't know what planet he's living on. But one thing I want to mention earlier, I just have to say this. I think personally that J.D. Vance looks a lot better in drag than he does when he dresses up for the U.S. Senate. And, you know, think about when you look at the old pictures of Ivana Trump, and when you look at the pictures of Stormy Daniels, and you look at the pictures of J.D. Vance in drag, there's something going on here.
Gentlemen prefer blondes.
It's the Donald Trump type. And J.D. Vance fits the bill, right? Man, little did we know.
What strange days, Bill. You know, I remember, like, when I was growing up, like, if you had pictures of yourself passed out or you're in drag, I mean, these are things that would ruin someone's political career. And, you know, people dress in drag, so what, man? You know what I mean? No, someone imbibes in college, so what? But, no. I mean, back in the day, though, that would be disqualifying for serious political consideration. Nowadays, especially on that side, I mean, at least the Dems, I mean, people are human, right? People do things, Bill, and the party can, you know, kick them out or whatever the case may be. But it just seems like the bar has been so lowered with this mega crew.
It has. And you know what? I don't give a rat's ass if JD dressed in drag on Halloween up at Yale, right? It's just funny because they make themselves so, you know, morally above all the rest of us, you know? I'll tell you one thing. You will never see a picture of Tim Walz in drag. I can guarantee you that. You will not see a picture of Tim Walz. You'll see him with a hunter's hat cap on or something.
Right.
Yeah. I just saw something flashier that maybe you talked about this. J.D. Vance and Tim Walz have agreed to debate on October 1st.
Is that the Fox News debate? What's where is it being held?
I don't know. I just saw a headline flash on my screen.
All right,
so that's news to us, Bill. You're breaking it for us.
Breaking news. So if that's so, man, I can't wait for that debate. That's going to be worth the price of admission. As is the debate with Kamala Harris and Donald Trump.
Yeah. October 1st on CBS News, apparently, according to the Fox Lies website.
And September 10th will be the debate between Trump and Harris. And Bill, what are your odds that Trump will drop an N-word in the middle of the debate because she will so frustrate him?
First of all, what are the odds that he will show up? I guess, right. I guess he will, because he really does think he's good as a debater. Let me tell you. Kamala Harris, she is a force of nature when it comes to interrogating people and not taking any crap, right? She will wipe the floor with Donald Trump.
She starts laughing at him, Bill, I think it's going to be disarming, because she will come off as joyful and he will just fume. He will just be so angry, Bill. You're going to see the veins pop.
Oh, yeah. I just hope she says, okay, here we are, Donald. Say it to my face.
Yeah, right.
Tell me that I'm not black, Donald. Tell me I'm just pretending to be black, Donald, right? Tell me that you agree with J.D. Vance that I'm not a real American. I'm a lesser American because I don't have my own biological children, right? I just have two great stepchildren. I mean, she ought to go after him and repeat to him everything, all the personal insights, insults against her. I think she ought to put them right in his face and make him respond to them.
Well,
he won't know what to do.
Bill, will she call him a felon to his face? Because that's the punchline I'm looking for.
I hope she does. You know, Joe Biden did, but he didn't land the punch, right? When he said the only convicted felon on the stage is the one I'm looking at. I think this... We haven't heard, by the way, we haven't heard enough of, as much as I thought we would hear about what I think is a great tagline for this campaign, the prosecutor versus the felon.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I mean, I got to tell you, you've probably seen as I have, there's so many commentators now saying, oh, Kamala Harris, she has to lay out a 90-point plan on every issue. Well, come on, get out of here. To me, the difference is a difference of personalities between the two, right?
Yeah.
And we know what Kamala says. She basically stands for, she believes in climate change, right? She believes in a minimum wage. She believes in lower prices. I mean, she believes in the Affordable Care Act. We got to know. She believes in not putting right-wing extremists on the Supreme Court. She believes in reproductive freedom. We know where she stands on the issues. I think the difference is not in terms of policies. It's a difference between two personalities, you know. One, I think, is normal, and the other is just basically weird.
Bill Press at Bill Press Pause. Just over a minute. Bill, tomorrow, next week, look forward to seeing you in Chicago. You've been to a few of these, man. We got Barack Obama, Bill, and Hillary Clinton. Others are going to be speaking. What's your expectation?
First of all, I think Monday night is going to be St. Joseph, right? We're going to say all the great things that he deserves about Joe Biden. And then I think Thursday night, Wednesday night with Tim Walz, Thursday night with Kamala Harris is going to be one of the most exciting moments of any convention ever. That's history in the making. I wasn't going to go to this convention. I'm going to Chicago just for Thursday night. It's going to be a great moment. And I think we're going to see a huge bump after this convention for Kamala Harris and Tim Walz.
And Bill Press, you will leave a little time on your calendar to party with the Devil's Advocates, right?
No. Wherever you guys are, I'll find you. You tell me. And I'll be there. We'll have fun.
All right.
Okay.
Excellent.
We might even drink one together. Huh?
You never know. It's Chicago. Weed's legal.
Bill, all I can say is today I'm saying yes to everything, my friend.
All right.
We'll see you in Chicago next week.
See you in Chicago. All right, guys.
Thank you, Bill.
Folks, the rest of you better stick around. More Devil's Advocates. Time for your calls. 844-967-2789.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun.
It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. 16 Republican state lawmakers won their primaries easily Tuesday. WISP Politics reports insiders expected more of an anti-incumbent wave. Tony Weed is the winner in Northeast Wisconsin's 8th U.S. House District Republican primary. Lisa Hale reports.
Weed faced off against State Senator Andre Jacques and former State Senator Roger Roth in two elections. One was for the remainder of Congressman Mike Gallagher's current term, which ended in January. The other was for a full term. Weed won both primaries and will face Democrat Kristen Lierley on the November 5th ballot. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
Meanwhile, Rebecca Cook emerges from a heated Democratic primary in western Wisconsin's 3rd District. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A longtime Madison figure was able to stave off a primary challenger. Sheila Stubbs was the first Black lawmaker to represent Dane County in the state legislature. She was drawn into the new 78th Assembly District under the new legislative maps. She was challenged by Maya Pearson, vice president of the Madison Metropolitan School Board. Stubbs ended up winning with 66% of the vote. There's no Republican running for this district, meaning Stubbs is all but confirmed to head back to the state house in January. And the Red Cross is opening a new blood donation center in Madison amid a nationwide blood shortage. Right now, the organization has a center on the west side and one on the east side. The east side location is moving somewhere new with nearly double the space. Nationwide, the blood supply has dropped 25% since July 1st. Red Cross staff say this new Madison Center will allow more people to donate at one time. It's on East Park Boulevard near American Family Parkway. It opens for donations on Monday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, WMDX News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Nick Cannon says he would love to get back together with his first and only wife, Mariah Carey. And he told E! News they belong together. The problem? He says she doesn't want him. The couple divorced in 2016 after 8 years of marriage. Cannon is the host of several shows, including The Masked Singer. But despite a crazy busy schedule, he still found time to sire most of the children born in America over the last two decades, including two with Carrie. Fans of Colin Jost's Wiki Feet page will have to wait for some new material. The SNL cast member was covering the Olympic surfing competition when he cut his foot on a coral reef and developed a staph infection, which